This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Victoria for a three-day visit to Seychelles. He was given a warm welcome by the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, at the airport. Appreciating the gesture, Prime Minister Modi reiterated that Seychelles is a valued maritime partner and a close friend in the Indian Ocean. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to a productive visit aimed at further strengthening India and Seychelles' long-standing ties and enhancing cooperation for the benefit of the people of both the nations. Prime Minister Modi also thanked the Indian diaspora for the warm welcome at the airport. He said the manner in which the Indian diaspora has preserved and celebrated culture from different parts of India is appreciable. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honour at celebrations marking the historic 50th anniversary of independence of Seychelles. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, saying India has made significant economic progress and is playing a bigger role on the global stage. In an interview with a news agency at the White House, Mr. Rubio said the Trump administration views India as one of the US's closest strategic partners. He said Prime Minister Modi has led a country that is making strong economic gains and becoming an increasingly influential global power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the morning. It will be the 135th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Teerth Kshetra Trust has officially acknowledged the resignations of General Secretary Champat Rai and Trustee Anil Mishra. Treasurer of the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Teerth Kshetra, Swami Govind Dev Giri Maharaj, today issued a statement on this issue. The statement says that the resignations will be discussed in the next meeting. It also showed that the silver bricks and jewellery donated by devotees are accounted for. The trust in this letter said that it is deeply saddened, hurt and extremely distressed by recent incidents at the Ayodhya Ram Temple. It also confirmed an FIR has been registered in the donation-related case based on the SIT's interim report with legal proceedings underway. In Tamil Nadu, the MDMK party led by Vaiko has ended its 9-year alliance with the DMK. The party general secretary Vaiko led a general council meeting in Chennai today, during which a general resolution was passed for withdrawal from the alliance. The MDMK alleged that attempts were made to weaken the party. The MDMK has 2 MLAs in the assembly. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 2 days. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and in some parts of northeast India today. In US Open badminton, India's Devika Sehwag, Kidambi Srikanth and Ronak Chahan have reached the semifinals at the Titan Gym in the California State University. Devika caused a major upset, defeating third seed Rika Gunji of Japan in straight games, winning 20-20, 21-19 in the women's singles quarterfinals. In men's singles, Srikanth defeated Chinese Taipei's Liao Zhufu 21-9, 12-21, 21-8 to stay on course for a possible All-India final. Ronak Chahan also advanced, beating Israel's Misha Zilmaben 23-21, 21-11. India have reached the quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships with a convincing 2-0 victory over Kazakhstan in their opening Group C match at Yatsushiro, Japan. The girls' doubles pair of Durga Isha Kundarapu and Kirti Manchala gave India a strong start. Puneet Suresh and Deepti Raj Aditi then extended India's lead. The Indian team went on to dominate the remaining matches and comfortably seal the tie. And that is the end of this news bulletin.